Hi, this is Michael Prince with another audio journal at kmichaelprince.com. And I'm just talking a little bit about what's been going on with me and stuff in my life in the past, month has it been since the last one? But yeah, I guess really the major thing is my son was born 3 weeks ago, almost 2.5 weeks ago, born in our bedroom at our house on purpose. That was the plan, believe it or not. And he was born after a couple hours of labor. My wife did a really good job, was impressive, and gave birth to him. And then we had to go to the hospital for her sake. She was fine, but just had some things to do. I'll spare you the details. And went to the hospital, and she was taken care of, and we were there for 24 hours, came back home. It was really quick turnaround at the hospital, got all the paperwork done that we would have had to do. Like, we've had to go to the health department, do all that stuff, but we were able to do that at the hospital. So we have a birth certificate, a social security card. All of his tests are done, his hearing tests and everything, and that's all done, which is nice. So that was cool. But now we have our son, Alton Thomas, is here, and he's a handsome young man, handsome baby, he's a good kid. Very chill most of the time. He does not like being bothered. So when we change his diaper, do things like that, he freaks out. But he's a very good kid, and we love him a lot. So that was cool. It was a really cool experience. And I may share the whole story sometime, but I haven't asked my wife for permission to do that yet. So I'm not going to, but just so you know, he's here. He was born. And what I really want to talk about, to kind of just process my day today, because it's something that happened that I thought, it's just interesting. And it's my daughter, Olivia, who I've talked about before on stuff, different podcasts and things I've done, how she's the most intense of all of my kids. I'm not going to call her bad. I'm not going to call her rotten or spoiled or a brat, but she's very intense. And she feels like nobody I've ever known before. She feels so intensely and so strongly. And so it's interesting having to deal with her. And we're having to learn how to handle her. My son, you know, we have our moments, we have to figure things out, but for the most part, he's pretty simple. You know, you just have to, we know you have to line things out for him and explain. Our youngest daughter, Brenna, she's 2.5, so she's just, you don't even bother when they're that little. You just, most of the problems are them acting their age, not their character. So you just kind of deal with it as it comes and let them know they can't act that way and they figure it out. But then there's this almost 5-year-old in our house who is a very interesting case. It's very interesting to deal with. And so we are dealing with this and trying to help her learn how to act right. And so today it was just awful. This morning we woke up and she was throwing fits about everything. Her breakfast wasn't just right. She didn't want to get dressed. She didn't want to put her dirty clothes away. She didn't want to clean up something in her bedroom. And then the playroom was filthy, and she didn't want to clean up her mess in there. And so we were on her and on her trying to get her to do what we asked her to do. And we're very strong on the, you know, you pitch in and you're a part of the family. You do what we do here and help each other out, and cleaning up is a major part of that. But she didn't want to do that, and she didn't want to jump in and help out. And so we had some problems. And no joke, my daughter, when she gets upset, she screams and she cries. And I mean, her cry goes from 0 to shrieking eels from the Princess Bride. It goes from nothing to shrieking eels in no time. It's intense. And so I didn't know what to do. I don't want to spank her. I've learned that spanking her makes things worse. She freaks out even more. So we don't spank our daughters. There's even studies to prove that spanking for girls is counterproductive and spanking for boys is ultra productive. So my son's not bad enough to get a spanking very often, but when he is, he gets one. And my next son, my youngest, he'll get them too. Or he'll be with a kid who just watches his older siblings get in trouble and knows not to do those things, but we'll see. That's what my wife's praying for. I don't have very high hopes because he's a boy. But girls tend to learn that way, but I don't know if boys do very often. But anyway, so we don't spank our little girls because of that reason. And so I didn't know what to do. I was like, I can't beat her. You know, that's illegal. And I love her too much. I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, I can't I don't know. So what we did is we have family in town, and my wife and her and the kids have been going over there to hang out with family. So we decided she's going to stay home with us or with me while I do work, and she's going to stay in her bedroom, and everything she does is going to be in there. And I told her that, and oh man, it was more wailing and gnashing of teeth. It was awful. She was freaking out, crying and fussing, and oh man. But I told her, it's what's going to happen, it's what we're going to do, and I just put up with the fussing because I didn't want to go back. You know, that's the biggest thing I've learned being a dad is if you make a decision and you make a call, you go with it until it either fails or they get the point. And so that's what we're doing. You know, that's what we did. We went with it. So I told her that was going to happen a good 20 minutes before the family left. So the whole time beforehand, she was trying to butter me up and be good and, you know, how it is. And it wasn't working. And so she finally, my wife and the other two kids left, or the three kids, I'd say that now, they left, and I was left there with my daughter, and I went in to, she was crying again because they had walked out, and I went in to check on her, and I just instantly felt bad for her. I saw the look on her face, and I just felt so bad for her. And that whole, like, daddy-daughter thing kicked in. If you have a daughter, you know what I'm talking about, where it was like, oh, man, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm sorry
that you're being punished, you know?
You deserve this, but I hate that it's happening.
And I guess that's the love, you know? You do it because it's important enough to do, even though it hurts you. And I guess that's where the it hurts me more than it hurts you thing comes in. I still won't say that was the case. I don't think it was. But sure enough, man, I just felt bad. So daddy, the pushover, was like, okay, honey, well, I will, I'm going to be working. And if you need anything, you let me know. And we will, you know, well, we'll just, I need you to stay in your bed. You can look at books. You can, you know, play with your toys that are in your room, but you can't go anywhere. And so she did that for a while. And then I went to get myself a snack and was making some lunch. And I brought her some water, you know, some water and some chips. My kids love to eat, you know, tortilla chips. So I brought her some of those because I was like, oh, this is tied you over for lunch. And then I made her mac and cheese, which is one of her favorites for lunch. And so we ate mac and cheese together for lunch. And man, just, you know, everything I could do to make it, yeah, you're stuck here, but at least hopefully it's not going to be the worst thing in the world. And then I played checkers. I did do some work, but I played checkers with her in her room. She stayed in her room, but I went in with her and spent some time in there with her and played checkers. But in the middle of all that, I'm remembering why she's there, and I'm explaining to her, and we're talking about it. So, I'm sitting here saying all this like I'm confessing that I didn't follow through, but I think we really did. I mean, I think she learned that she can't act this way, and she learned that she needs to, or I don't know if she's learned it completely, but she's learning that she can't act that way. She's learning that she needs to act better and do what we ask her to do and not throw fits and freak out, and she's figuring that out. But in that moment, it was so hard as dad to just jump in and be like, you have to stay in here, I'm shutting the door and I'm locking you out and locking you in there, and I don't want to hear from you until I bring your bread and water for dinner and for lunch, and then I'll come get you, you go to sleep, you know. Nothing. She didn't nap today, she looked at books instead. I turned her light off, but she used the sunlight, read some books, and I didn't stop her. She was being good. But man, I don't know. It's that dad thing, you know. If it was my son, I probably would have been a little more harsh. I always say when Jason was born, I was telling people how to explain it. Or when Olivia was born, I was explaining to people how to kind of understand the difference between having a daughter and having a son, and how having a son, it's like he falls down a couple steps, and you're like, get up, son, you'll be fine, you can move on, it'll be fine, you grow, you know, get stronger. And your daughter does the same thing, and you're like, somebody get these steps out of here. Who put these steps in this place? Get them out of here now. Because you don't, you know, you want to protect your little girl, and you want to, nothing can hurt her. It's just not, you can't let it hurt her. It's your job. And so that's how it was today with Olivia. It was interesting, and I was laughing at myself later. I confessed to my wife. I was like, honey, this is kind of what happened today, because I couldn't bring myself to just be hardcore anymore. And a whole day is a long time to be that way. So, but I was proud of myself because my goal lately is to not blow up and get mad and yell. You know, I don't hit my kids. Like I said, I don't even spank my daughters on the bottom. But I don't hit my kids, do anything like that, obviously. But I try not to even blow up and get emotional with them and handle them super emotionally. You know, they're emotional enough. I don't need to add to the mix. So I don't know. I don't mean to get into like a parenting lesson, but I'm just telling you, as audio journal, remembering this day, you know, and putting it on the interweb for everybody to listen to. But
It's ruining this day.
And, you know, I just pray that God helps me do better and step up and be the dad I need to be and tell my kids the right thing and help them grow to be who they're supposed to be. My wife and I were talking tonight during our date night that, you know, it's not about doing the right thing every time. It's just about always trying stuff until you get through it. And we have to stay consistent with not letting them rule our house and control our house. I don't want that to sound wrong, but I hope you understand what I mean by that. But it was an interesting day, and I learned a lot. But anyway, that's kind of what's been going on in my world. The new baby, dealing with my kids, family in town. We're working on a trip going to Wisconsin and Minnesota. And if there's anybody listening to this that has contacts in Wisconsin or Minnesota at a church, email me at fourpointfamilies@gmail.com. But we are getting ready to do that. So I had some success with some phone calls today, a couple pastors who are interested in what we're doing. And that was really, really encouraging. I actually had an audible exclamation of excitement afterwards that made my daughter say, "What, Daddy?" Because I was pretty excited after one of the phone calls, because you get a lot of voicemails and a lot of no returned phone calls in my business of being a missionary. I've learned that quick over the last 2.5 months of trying to raise funds. People know why you're calling, and I don't think they're mean or rude. I think they don't know if they can do anything, and they don't want to have to tell you that. So I'm just calling and offering our services as a ministry and telling people, listen, God's going to take care of the financial thing. And we want to minister to the families in your church. That's really our goal. But anyway, I'm going to get off on something I wasn't going to talk about. But if you're listening, thanks for listening. I do these kind of for me to just kind of talk to the world about what's going on and to look back someday on what I was going through at this time and what I maybe have learned since then. So if you listened along with me, though, and going through it with me, hopefully it helps you think of some ideas or think of some stuff that you can fix or encourages you that you're not the only one. And even
this guy who's trying to minister to families has to learn about how to handle his own.
So thanks for listening. God bless you. And check out 4 Point Families podcast at podcast.4pointfamilies.com. And a new podcast I'm doing with my cousin is starting this week. It's at seriouslycast.kmichaelprince.com, because I'm not going to spend money on a domain for it. Because I can't right now. On the same note, thanks for listening, and God bless you. Bye.